This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, who's ready to rock the health world? Another hour of broadcast healing. In studio, my friend Steve Feld. He does all these amazing cartoons of the characters of the Robert Scott Bell Show, including me and Super D. You've done one for Dr. Batar, you've done one for Ty Bollinger. I don't know how many you've done. I mean, it's ridiculous all the cool stuff you have done. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, I felt obligated to give back somehow to show my appreciation because I love you guys.
Well, we love you too. And the Silver Hydrosol drinking game, the latest addition to the Robert Scott Bell Show, thanks to Steve. And the rules are laid out in the show notes today. You can see the PDF or whatever JPEG of the image, and you can read through it. So if you want to play along, your favorite juice or smoothie or silver hydrosol, I guess they can do the liquid of choice since we're not doing vodka. And you can have fun, knock yourself out.
Just make sure it's high quality silver hydrosol.
Yes.
Sovereign silver. You don't want to turn blue. So.
Right. Please. Now, Super D, did you take a shot while we were on the break there? As we did. We did ours on video.
I did, but, you know, I don't have a shot glass, so I'm going old school. I'm just taking a swig right out of the family-sized jug I got here.
You're not supposed to take a swig. You can pour it in from a distance, but don't take a swig.
Well, okay.
Well, okay. I think
I'm doing the best I can.
You know what? I think there's got to be a penalty for that. There's got to be some kind of penalty for that.
Yeah. A coffee enema, maybe?
Maybe, yes.
No.
I still think it's the greatest, the best. The best part of waking up is coffee in your butt. Not Folgers.
Not Folgers.
Coffee.
What are you talking about?
Organic, clean. Coffee enemas are all the way around. So that's the next game. But Super D gets penalized, so he's one step closer to having to do that. He's going to be running. All right. Oh, not in a good way either. Okay, folks, we got a lot more healing to go this hour. We got Jeffrey Jackson scheduled to update us on the saga of the mom in Michigan who's now been jailed for refusing to allow her child to be vaccinated. I think this is a divorce proceeding, perhaps. There's some controversy about whether she signed a decree or not. We're going to get into that. But regardless, turning your children over to the state, never a good idea. Asking for permission to get married from the state, that's a marriage license, in my humble opinion, and I'm right, it's not a good idea. Stop it, y'all. Stop it. Stop acting like children and babies of government. You do not have to ask permission. Do I need to go back into the history of that? I'll get into that maybe in a little bit. But for now, we've got a headline article. Good gut bacteria improves response to cancer immunotherapy. Study finds. Now, this could be or should be a moment of duh, but this is a little different than allopathic medicine's love affair with toxic chemotherapy. They're trying to moderate their intensity. You know, because they recognize they're killing their patients. And so these immunotherapies are not the kind of truly safe immunotherapies we would utilize, whether it be silver hydrosol, whether it be homeopathic nozodes or sarcodes. These are things that sensitize the immune system to target specific substances or tissues or cancers in the body. They have a little more aggressive way because they're allopathic. But I recognize they're trying, right? They're trying to do better. They're recognizing they have to because people are flocking not to them, but away from them, despite despite all of the mandates that say oncology, allopathic, toxic oncology is the only way to heal cancer. When it's not a healing agent at all, it's a death-inducing agent that you're lucky to survive. And I don't mean lucky, but that your cells are strong enough to survive, if they are, because many people are not, and they succumb to the chemo before they succumb to the cancer. So here's an article. This is out of the Harold C. Simmons Comprehensive Cancer Center at University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. The results were published in Neoplasia, the journal Neoplasia. And they analyzed gut bacteria in 39 patients with melanoma. They were treated with immunotherapies. They're not really well-defined here in the article. But they found, bottom line, is that if you have certain beneficial bacteria, more than others, that you would be, let's say, responding better to this immunotherapy. Now, if it's truly immunotherapy, that means it's trying to enhance your immune system. And it makes sense because we know the seat of the immune system is the gut, and having a diverse microbiome, right? There's a whole lot of different things in there that act in harmony. You call that stasis, homeostasis. And there are viable and vital microbes that can protect you. And so what they're acknowledging here is that when you have specific strains of bacteria, they found that would enhance the immune system's response in this case. But if that's the case, why do we need what they're throwing in the body? Oh, and that's a question I'm not supposed to ask, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know why you would think of that, but it makes sense.
I mean, it says, it's sort of like the antibiotics don't work. Let's engineer silver nanoparticles into the antibiotics don't work, test them out, and find that they work again. Except that it isn't the antibiotic that has failed. You've already known it fails. It doesn't work. We add the silver nanoparticles and it works. It's the silver. Okay? Folks, it's the immune system. If you have a healthy, vital, functioning, strong immune system, you cannot develop deadly cancer. Yet we recognize that cancer cells do pop up from time to time in all of us. Aberrant cells happen because we are exposed to toxins, whether it be radiation, whether it be chemicals, genetically engineered pesticides, etc. These are going to cause our cellular integrity to go off just a little bit. But if our immune system is still intact, if we have enough selenium to counteract this influx. Did I say selenium? Do we have
you
to drink
sure
again?
Did.
You know what? We're never going to get through a show without taking shots of silver now. If Steve's listening, he's going to call me out every time I say something. Super D, you're going to have to be vigilant when he's not here. So we know on the next break we'll take another silver shot because of what I said here. But the idea here is to recognize what they're recognizing in modern science, that the immune system matters, your gut ecology matters, and the fact is what they're trying to do works better when your immune system is intact. And the good news is, when you use the aforementioned silver hydrosol, even in high dose quantities, you're not disrupting the gut ecology biodiversity at all. And that's the key here. Because if you use a traditional allopathic antibiotic, for instance, that's a form of chemotherapy, you will disrupt the biodiversity. You will devastate biodiversity, and then you're going to suffer from opportunistic infections of any and all kind, from yeast, candida, to even worse, SIBO, they call it now, Clostridium difficile. You have in the stomach, they'll say, Helicobacter pylori, H. pylori. All of these are not caught necessarily from anyone else, but they're created from within when you alter the terrain by taking chemotherapy because you think, hey, I'm going to die without it. So the antibiotics are given to you where they might be validly used in one out of every 100 cases if you know what to do. And we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So, Super D, Steve, any comment from the peanut gallery?
Yeah, I was just thinking, as you were talking about that, I don't know if you remember, but pharmacist Ben Fuchs had just a great quote. He said, you know, when prednisone goes to bed at night, it dreams of being vitamin C. And what he meant by that is, if you could have a pharmaceutical that worked as well as some of these natural substances without the side effect, well, guess what? We have that. We have silver that, you know, can kill harmful pathogens without disrupting the microbiome.
Mm-hmm. And on to the vitamin C issue. I didn't get to talk to Ben Fuchs about that. I don't know what his perspective is as a pharmacist. I'm afraid to ask him, maybe. But as we've talked about vitamin C on this show, it is not ascorbic acid. I mean, that's only one small factor of a multitude of substances that come together to do what they claim C does. So it's sort of, as I've said, vitamin C mo-therapy. I would much rather people utilize that than chemotherapy. But at the same time, we can do with micrograms of selenium what vitamin C cannot do at gram dosages. And we can do so consistently. But that, again, is something, it's a learning curve out there, not only in the allopathic realm, but even in the holistically inclined realm. So we've got some work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Super D, anything else for our opening segment here in hour two? Because I'm just catching up, and I'm going to take another swig of my, what do you call this, a shaky cup, and what's in it? It's something.
Shaker cup. You got some organic greens in there?
I do. I got some organic greens. I've got some organic coconut milk as well, and I've got some organic yogurt, I think, too. A little bit of that. So I got that going on today. So.
Yeah, that's nice. Great.
Mm.
So did you catch any of the presentations online, Super D?
Oh, yeah. I did. I mean, as much as I could anyway. But, the cool thing is that they do have the replay going on. So, if you happen to miss something and you tune in, later on, you'll be able to catch what it is that you missed. Again, I still have yet to be able to see Ty carrying you off the stage.
For you, I actually caught that on my cell phone, and I'll send that to you after the show.
Please do. Oh, man. I've been dying to try and get a hold of that. But, here's the thing.
Show notes.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If you don't happen to catch the replay, I think I was just checking out the latest email that I got from Ty, and they've got some kind of a special going on. They're putting the DVDs together.
Right, right.
And they've got a special going on. Let me just double check here. I believe you can get like a 60% discount on the complete set of the DVDs and the digital recordings. So definitely something you want to get.
Super D, do we have a link we can put in the show notes?
I'll tell you what, I will do that right now as we're speaking.
Okay. I know they send us some links to do and utilize for our listeners as well. So anything you can do, go to robertscottbell.com, click on those links. That helps us all. And you can witness a lot of the frivolity, the fun that was going on when we were all together in, the JW Marriott. I have to give them props. I'm not a travel agent, but, man, what a great facility next to the Ritz-Carlton there. The staff was great. Organic, non-GMO food the entire weekend. Mm-hmm. And we were eating well.
Yeah, you could pick up anything and just trust that it was healthy. It was organic. It was beautiful food.
They had their own gardens out back. Props to them. And if you're coming to the Orlando area and you're going to stay and do some stuff, I can't speak highly enough about that JW Marriott. Yeah, they didn't pay me to say that. I'm just having... It was pretty impressive, really impressive. Hey, listen, we got Jeffrey Jackson coming up. He's going to update us on the news that we need to know in a way that we need to know it, because he's Jeffrey Jackson. Action Jackson.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99. With 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Steve Bell has given a great presentation on what we experienced this weekend at the Truth About Cancer Live. Thank you, Steve. On the breaks, he's talking to our folks watching on YouTube at RS Bell Media Channel. And we continue now on the Robert Scott Bell Show with a very special guest. He's an intrepid investigative reporter, journalist that doesn't kowtow to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. The question is he ready? Andy, on the board, you let me know. Do we have Action Jackson? Do we have Jeffrey Jackson ready? Oh, you know, that's a letdown. Boy, here I'm thinking Jeffrey's with us already. And
does she have a Dr. Pitar complex?
Showing up late. So what do we got to do if Jeffrey shows up late? Do we have to take another shot? We'll have to see about that.
That's not in the rules.
No, it's not in the rules. I'm just making it up as I go along at this point.
So Robert, just real quick, yeah. I just want to let you know, I just sent you a link on Skype there if you want to click on it real quick. But this is the situation. That, and I did not realize this until I looked, but there is a deadline on this. So if you're interested in getting the 60% discount on the complete DVD set, digital recordings from Truth About Cancer, you've got until tonight, midnight tonight, apparently, in
Take
order to get that 60% discount. And if you want to see more information on that, there's a giant banner in the show notes over at robertscottbell.com. You can click on that. And it's an interesting combo that they've got here, because you get the complete DVD set of every presentation. You also get the clip notes, which is like the key insights from each presentation. You get the audio MP3s as well. So 60% discount is huge. So if you want to get that, you need to get over there before midnight tonight to get that special.
All right. So now we've got Jeffrey Jackson scheduled, and he's here. He's got a new article up at Green Med Info. Refusal to vaccinate child gets mom jail time. A deeper analysis. And I need to hear this because I've been in a bubble. I haven't been able to follow up on the story in a few days. And, Jeffrey, I'm glad you're covering it.
Hey, thanks for having me on. What's going on, guys?
Well, it's you. You're going on. We've just been in a bubble here. Steve Feld is in studio. He came up with the Robert Scott Bell Silver Hydrosol drinking game. So you got to check that out in the notes. You'll like that, Jeffrey. And indeed, though, what I really need to know from you, and we've got a couple of segments to do it in, is what's going on with this woman who is jailed for refusing to allow her daughter to be vaccinated? Or is it? Yeah, that's what I'm understanding. What's going on there?
Well, the bottom line is, when it's all said and done, that's what
happened. With her son. I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, exactly, with her son. So the bottom line is the judge ruled that the child needs to be vaccinated, and it has to catch up on vaccinations as rapidly as medically possible. And we all know what that means for mainstream doctors is, come on in and we'll put them all in you at once. So... Mm-hmm. Now, as far as digging into her individual case, her name is Rebecca Breedow. She's from Metro Detroit. And her individual case, like any case in the family court, it has specifics, it has minutia, it has ins and outs that are different from other cases. So what she was actually charged on was, according to the judge, was contempt. So criminal contempt at that. So... apparently in November of 2016, Breedow's attorney signed a form saying that she would agree to the vaccinations. Now, I talked to Breedow's current husband, and he said the attorney signed that without their knowledge. And so when it came time for Breedow to go in front of the judge, Judge Linda McDonald here in Oakland County, Michigan, the judge was ruling on the fact that it was a year later and this never happened. So the vaccinations never happened. She agreed, her attorney agreed to it. And so because she didn't do that, that was a court order. Now she's in contempt, criminal contempt, and that was what the jail time was for. Now, the issue with that is, The ex-husband, who was going against her in this case, received physical custody of the child and was ordered to get the vaccination. Now, the ex-husband has not the best history. From what I understand, he has CPS cases against him. So it was interesting that the judge was trying to make I don't even know what the word would be, trying to make an example out of Breedow for breaking the contempt thing, but she demanded full vaccination of the child and giving it to a very questionable ex-husband with very questionable motives.
Wow. Hey, stand by, Jeffrey. I want to follow up with you. We got to take a break. Folks, we're going to get the update from Jeffrey Jackson. We've got the article linked up in the show notes. It's up at Green Med Info. Could this be a trend in modern America where judges force vaccinate your children against your will, and if you refuse, you go to jail? Again, we're hitting the nuances of it, too, so we'll get there. Stick with us.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, having a great time on air. Beginning our broadcast week here back in studio. Heading out to Seattle. I'm going to see all y'all on Wednesday the 11th of October at Federal Way Store. That's Marlene's Market and Deli, a live broadcast. And Super D, you're not traveling to Seattle, are you? You going to see me there? No? Yes? No? I'm going to, you know what? That's a drink.
Shot.
That's a shot.
Right,
he's
there.
Not paying attention. Super Don is definitely not paying attention.
I'm sorry. I was distracted by you and Dr. Daryl Wolf on the replay over at Super Don. I should get a mulligan for that one.
No mulligan for that. You should be, we're on the show right now live, and you can't be paying attention to Daryl Wolf and me at TTAC. That's after the show. So we got another shot to do on the next break. All right. Also, I don't know. Where was I going with that? I had a point somewhere in there.
Oh, man.
He distracted me.
You ruined it.
All right. No, and no.
Well, you asked him if he was going to come see you in Seattle.
No, that's right, because we've got the event, and that's a live, free, open-to-the-public lecture at Marlene's Market in Delhi Federal Way on Wednesday, then head to Eugene for an event, and then Portland for the Natural Products Association event, and that's going to be on Friday Friday the 13th coming up? I'm not sure. But it's Friday the something. Yeah, I think it is. Friday the 13th coming up. And so we got a lot happening here. But Jeffrey Jackson, keeping us plugged into the news the way it should be written and read and understood. Thank you for the coverage there. The article at Green Men Info is linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're trying to get to the bottom of how a woman, a mom in America, could be jailed for refusing to vaccinate her son.
Yeah. So 3 minutes into the court case, actually 3 minutes and 40 seconds into the court case, imagine you're the mother, or the attorney for that matter, and you walk in, the judge starts the proceedings, and the attorney goes to argue their case for Rebecca Breedow, and the judge interrupts the attorney and says, quote, I want to make it perfectly clear, we're leaving here today, dad's picking the child up, and he's going to be vaccinated regardless of what the mom did or didn't do. Those are the words of Judge McDonald. And that kind of shut everyone up, because the mom said before the hearing that she's not going to vaccinate. She will accept jail time, which is really true civil disobedience in the Martin Luther King Jr. vein, that you know what you're up against and you willingly decide to take that punishment for not doing something you disagree with. So I think the judge, I don't know, this is my personal opinion. It sounded like the judge, because of all the media readout received beforehand walking into that courtroom, it seemed like the judge was kind of saying, look, you're going to be made an example of because you went out and told the world about this before we even had a chance to figure this out. But that's just my side opinion.
No, I agree. I mean, these judges act like kings and queens in their courtroom, and they get very offended if you actually, you know, talk about this stuff. And the First Amendment be damned. We're going to punish you because, right, these judges believe they're God in the courtroom. And the rule of law doesn't occur to them. It's about procedure, of course. We know that. And that's also the danger of getting a lawyer, is the reason why people are told to get a lawyer, is because you can't navigate their procedure. But yet if her attorney signed away her right to refuse vaccines for a kid, that attorney should be brought up on you know, malpractice, of course. But then again, also, the judge should have some level of if compassion is the right word here, I don't know, to say, you know what, this there's a problem here with the attorney, you know, representing her best interests, if he signed this and she didn't know about it. Again, that's a question. I don't know the definitive answer, but there are a lot of, again, nuanced layers. But it's still, regardless, very horrific that in a divorce proceeding, that, you know, both parents could be on the same page when they're married, and then suddenly one finds out, hey, I could use this vaccine issue as a weapon, as a bullet, so to speak, to get back at my ex-spouse or my soon-to-be ex-spouse. And, of course, the children are thrown under the medical bus at that point. And we know that the viciousness and vindictiveness that often happens in a divorce impacts the children emotionally. But it's doubly disturbing that it can impact them physically. And that the parents are so short-sighted, or one parent, that they're willing to do this.
That's such an important point, and I think that's the center point right now, is because I've been asked, and I'm asking the question myself, are we just seeing more reporting on this, or is it happening more? Because I'm seeing a lot of stories from a lot of states that this is happening in, and I think it's both. I think it is happening more, but I also think that parents, or I should say one parent, is using the vaccine issue as kind of the low-hanging fruit to apply leverage to the other parent. And it's because of the broken family court system, and that resonates out to the broken medical system, because, you know, judges, for any parents that are, you know, facing this in court or may face this in court, the courts do not rule on the science. They rule on the evidence. So, you know, as we're sitting here, Robert, you and I can say, well, of course, you know, vaccines, we could bring in 20 experts and they're going to say we can get our case across because vaccines cause harm. Heck, $3.7 billion from the U.S. government alone is in their own numbers. But it's not for the courts to decide that. It's the courts going to rule on the amount of evidence. And when it comes to the evidence of the safe and effective myth of, you know, religious vaccine science, there's 1,000 doctors for every one alternative doctor that's brave enough, because they'll be attacked and they'll have their license, you know, put up on for review if they go in front of these boards. I talk to expert witnesses that do this stuff, and it's horrific for them because they get pulled through the ringer. And then, you know, every health agency in the U.S. is still touting the safe and effective line. So they're going to start quoting those things and say, well, this is standard of care. So,
once again, Jeffrey, if I may, the danger, and we talked to Brian Hooker last hour about the only thing I needed to correct our friend Del Bigtree on, it's a minor but an important one, is when he talks about America as a democracy. And I think it's an important distinction, because we fall into the habit of using words we don't know the meaning of, or we assume we know the meaning of, and then that can be, a route in to discredit anything we say. And here we've got a democracy within the scientific community. For every one doctor willing to stand out and speak out about the evidence based on the scientific peer-reviewed literature that shows the danger of vaccines, there may be 100 or 1,000 others that are voting him down. It's a democratic thing. It's not an evidence thing, even though they say they rule on the evidence. The evidence could be in the favor, but democratically, the numbers don't add up. There are way more of them than there are of us to say to the judge, you know what, that guy's a crackpot, despite him pointing to legitimate peer-reviewed science.
Yeah, the vaccination as it stands right now in the U.S. is a symbolic gesture of a tyrannical government and an outdated idea, a dark ages of medicine, if you will. And that point is resonating out into our families, into our courts, into our legal system, into our medical systems. And this is the remedy. This is the root that Dell's striking at and that you and I are striking at, is to turn this thing around, because it's slowly deteriorating not only the health of our country, but the health of the very structure of our, what we think of as our democracy and our government and our legal systems and our justice.
Indeed. Now, what do we do about it? Is there anything in this case can be done to help this woman, or has because of her ignorance, perhaps, of what her lawyer has done, is it too late? I mean, is the child already been taken and shot up, and is this child okay? Do we have any follow-up here?
We don't know about the child yet. Rebecca's being released at midnight tonight, so she's actually being released on early on good behavior. So she's being released early. She will be. We'll hear about her and directly from her next week. She is being interviewed on a lot of mainstream, I do know for a fact that a lot of mainstream shows want the exclusive interview with her. Del Bigtree is reaching out to get exclusive interview for her and give her a full forum to just go through every aspect of it. So we'll know by the end of next week, the world will know the whole story, or at least the whole story from her mouth. So it'll be good. I think overall this topic has reached international headlines. It's going to be a good thing because it's bringing people awareness to what's actually happening. And I know there's, after I covered this story and put it out there yesterday, just within 24 hours, I've received, unfortunately, a lot of emails with parents with similar situations that are looking for help. So this is something that needed light shed on it. And I think Rebecca did it, and thank God she didn't have to stay in jail for too long. Now, I'm not sure about her son, so that's going to be the follow-up case. And
yeah, 9 years old, 9 years old. Very vulnerable that age in this millennial and post-millennial age to vaccine injury. And if they're going to try and catch this kid up, I pray for protecting. But, again, he's not my child, so this is something, unfortunately, now the courts are deciding. How many of you out there want the courts to deciding the health and health care of your child? Then this is, again, there's evidence of medical collectivism in here with vaccines. But also the issue with marriage. Those of you who get married under permission of the state, think twice about that. But even then, what about Well, they talk about marrying outside of your religion, outside of your race, whatever. Listen, love is love. I get that, and I'm not going to argue against it. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, before you have children, you better align yourself, more importantly than on religion, on vaccine issues. So that if you ever, if this marriage ever breaks apart, that you are never going to use your child as a pawn physically. I know there's emotional issues, but physically in a divorce setting to say, you know what, you aren't for vaccines. I wasn't for them, but now I'm getting divorced from you and I'm going to use that against you. And of course, the only harm that comes to anyone in that scenario is the child. So that's another thing we need to look at some more, Jeffrey.
Yeah, prenuptial agreement would be one solution for the individual. And then as far as systemic, perhaps we could pass a law to make judges and or doctors that give the vaccines, or judges who rule to give the vaccines, liable when there's damage.
For the injury, exactly. Since the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program went into effect in 86 when it was passed, these manufacturers have no liability. Doctors and nurses who administer them have no liability. So when you divorce a human being from the consequences for their actions, they are willing to do heinous and evil things. This has been proved in psychological experiments, and it's not a just following orders scenario, although that's bad enough. And so there are a lot of things that need to be done. I'm glad the spotlight is being put on this. And Jeffrey Jackson, I'm glad you are writing about it, digging deep into it. And I look forward to talking to you again soon, especially if you're going to follow up with this judge on another vaccine case, your insights.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I can tell the public and everybody, buckle up, because these issues aren't going anywhere. They will get better, but, you know, we may see a couple more parents go to jail. Who knows? But have faith, because we're in the right, and there's more people that know about this now.
Stand up and protect those kids. If you want to do it like Michael Badnorik does, get yourself a 45. That's not me inciting violence, but that's me preventing violence by letting them know that if they visit or attempt to visit violence on your children, you're prepared to defend them, which is your birthright. They came to you for a reason. Your mom and dad for a reason. All right, folks, a lot more healing to go. We got a question today about DNA after this break. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling miniCPAP.com 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now, in addition to turning up the radio, you can turn up the TV. It's YouTube. It's going on right now on YouTube. You can watch this show live or watch it later and crank it up. Have fun. Steve Feld has been my in-studio guest. Steve, it's been great to have you here again and see you at the Truth About Cancer Live. And, again, thank you for the silver hydrosol drinking game and all of the cartoons that you do. Grabbing, as you notice, how did it feel to see your work up on – because I used it in the PowerPoint this time, first time ever.
Yeah, it was – awesome. I'm so appreciative for that. And it was cool and it was great points. It was one of them was the quote about there's no such thing as public health. It's your health or it's nobody's, because what is the public? It's kind of an abstract concept, but you know, everyone's an individual and you got to start here.
What's cool, my wife said she really liked that I included those in there. That it really anchor pointed some good things. So thank you for that.
Of course.
And so Super D, he pays more attention to the show than you do, I have to say.
Ha ha.
And you know who's going to be in studio tomorrow? Our advanced medicine show. No, it's not going to be Dr. Batar. I gave you a hint, Super D. I don't know if you picked up on it.
And what would that be? No, I did not.
Ooh, rub it. Does that not
Liana?
Do it for you? Yes, Liana Werner Gray, the Earth Diet, is going to be in studio. So yes.
Nice.
She was one of the speakers at The Truth About Cancer, and she's going to be coming by. So that's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. So awesome, guys. Awesome. Awesome. I can't do it like she does. I love
it. So much good energy.
Yeah, she just brings it. She brings the sunshine wherever she goes. Hey, thanks again to CB Sciences for being a big supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show. That is pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, RSB15, get you 15% off. After the show or after the bike ride, I'm probably going to get Steve on the True Align body system that I would talk about. He's been wanting to ride it. It basically lay down and get that the curvature of the cervical and the lumbar all set, all reset. And that's True Align body system. Links in the show notes. Also 15% off with the code RSB15. And let's see, what up, Better Way Health? I got to see Reggie Black and the gang, betterwayhealth.com, for the what? The Beta 1 3D Glucan Immune Modulator Extraordinaire.
Excuse
take it every day.
Me. Take I it every want day. To ask you a few questions.
One final question of the day coming from Patty Kay. Patty Cake or Patty Kay? It says Patty Kay.
Patty Kay.
Yeah. Could you please inform me, could you please give me a recommendation for a DNA health test? While I'm interested in the ancestry aspect, I'm more interested in the health part. I am looking at 23andMe and Vitagene, or perhaps the DNA only part of 23andMe, which is half the price. And sending the results to Promethease, looks like, Promethease.com, to get a health report. Please advise. Thank you so much. Love your show. Patty Kay, I am not sending my DNA anywhere. I am not a fan of this kind of technology. And I'm not saying it can't give you some insight. That's not what I'm saying. I, first and foremost, don't trust anybody with my DNA. Now, granted, these companies are supposed to be private, and I think one of them is linked to, is it the LDS, the Ancestry.com?
I think it might be.
Might be?
And I think 23andMe might be linked to Google somehow.
Right. See, that's some concern here. But this is not to say I don't want you to know about your risks for disease. But this gets to something Batar talked about in his lecture, and it was funny because in his lecture when he brought up the case of miasms, he says, yeah, and y'all, he's talking to the whole audience, y'all can talk to Robert Scavell about this.
Yeah,
he'll spend 4 hours with you, no problem. I'm like, yeah, it'll take 48 hours to discuss it. But if you find a great homeopath or, you know, even a traditionally trained naturopath, these people that really understand history, they can take a case and determine what your miasms are. And that is your inherited predispositions, genetic predispositions. Now, good news is, just because you have the disposition doesn't mean it ever has to manifest. If you live correctly, if you live properly. So the point is, maybe you're just looking for motivation to live correctly. It's like, I'm not too afraid of the future. Then you find out with the genetic test, oh my gosh, this runs in my family. I didn't know I could get. So if that's your motivation, okay, knock yourself out. But if you eat well, if you live well, if you change the things we talk about, and Batar talks about the emotional state, the mental, the spiritual state, I don't feel that it is necessary to go into these genetic tests to find out you have MTHFR. Because a lot of times these can be corrected by taking adequate quantities of what?
Selenium.
Selenium. He said it, I didn't, so he has to take a shot. So there you go. This is not me ragging on you, Patty. I'm just saying my perspective is much more low-tech in terms of understanding your history and your potential future by knowing what's going on in your body right now. And we can get there. You find a good homeopath, you don't need the genetic test. Thanks, Steve.
The power to heal is yours.
Thank you, Super D. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Jeffrey. And thank you, Brian Hooker. The power to heal is indeed yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.